Hello and welcome back. It's October and it's Literacy Month, and today we're diving into a new word. Today's word on day 7 is grapheme. Today, we're learning a word that many have not heard before, but it's absolutely fundamental to reading. So what is a grapheme? Well, simply put, a grapheme is the smallest unit of written language that represents a sound. Think of it as the letter or combination of letters we use to spell a single sound or phoneme. This is where things get interesting. In an ideal world, one letter would be equal one sound. But English is, well, it's complicated. For example, the letter S is a grapheme, but it also represents the S sound, as in sun. Simple enough. But a grapheme can be made of 2, 3, or even 4 letters. Take the long A sound in the word rain. The grapheme for that sound is the vowel team A-A, 2 letters working together. In the word 8, it is E-I-G-H, 4 letters. And in play, the grapheme is A-Y. The sound is the same, but the graphemes are different. This concept is crucial because it helps us organize and understand the complexities of our alphabet. We only have 26 letters, but there are roughly 44 phonemes or sounds in the English language. That means we have to combine letters to spell out many of those sounds. Why is understanding a grapheme so important to literacy? Well, reading isn't just about guessing words or memorizing shapes. It's about cracking the code. When a beginner reader understands that the sound sh in ship is consistently spelled with the 2-letter grapheme sh or consonant team, they gain a powerful tool. Teaching children to recognize and decode these graphemes, whether they are single letters like p or clusters like ch, igh, or oy, is the bedrock of phonics instruction. This knowledge allows us to look at unfamiliar words, break it down into its component graphemes, match those graphemes to their corresponding sounds, blend the sounds together, and read the word. Without a solid understanding of graphemes, a student struggles to make that essential connection between what they see on the page and what they hear in speech. It makes reading a game of chance instead of a predictable skill. So the next time you're thinking about reading, don't just think about the letters. Think about the graphemes, the spelling units of the word that are true building blocks of our written language. Understanding them is key to unlocking the door to fluent reading. Thanks for tuning in today for day 7. We can't wait to see you tomorrow for Literacy Month in October, day 8. Bye now.